Early last December, Dr. Marlene Neal, a professor at Baylor University, co-authored a study. It was called PR Professionals as Organizational Conscience. Within the last couple months, the study has gone viral and encouraged discussions about ethics and public relations. The issues she brings up are especially important at a time when it's easier for the public to hold businesses accountable through the internet and social media. I met up with Dr. Neal to discuss some of her findings.
The big focus of the article that we, dealt with the how and why. What are the techniques that practitioners use to raise ethical concerns? And why do they do it? What's their motivations? And so that's what we really focused on in the study.
For job seekers in the communication field, ethical standards are essential. You're the face the public sees and associates with what's being said.
Once you damage your reputation, particularly in public relations where you're the face, the voice of the company or organization, it's very difficult to get another job. And so are you willing to put your credibility on the line by lying and deceiving the public? You know, if you were caught in that lie, what would that do to your reputation and your career opportunities?
As a college student just starting off in my career, this immediately sparked my interest. How would I go about disagreeing with my boss and potentially losing my job? Especially in today's economy, when a new job might be hard to find. Luckily, for most college students and recent grads, we might never have to encounter an ethical dilemma this early on.
What was interesting about the study that we did on ethics is that the practitioners we talked to that were senior executives said they didn't believe that this idea of serving as an ethical conscience is something that typically would be associated with a new practitioner, someone just starting out in the field, because of the fact that there are not a lot of times in the boardroom when key decisions are being made. Somebody just comes to them and says, write the news release. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times they don't have the information that they need, the background to know, is this information accurate? Should I trust what I'm being told? Is somebody trying to mislead the public? So if someone's just coming to you later on and saying, this is something you need to do, and you don't have all the background information, it may be more difficult.
However, there are exceptions. Dr. Neal interviewed one young man who faced an ethical dilemma early on in his career.
What was surprising is one of the practitioners that I talked to actually said early on in his career that he questioned a decision the organization was about to make, didn't think it was the good policy. And so what he did is he wrote two versions of the same speech. He did the one he was told to do, and then he wrote a second version that was what he thought the school district should be doing, and then turned those back into the superintendent, says, I'd really like for you to take a look at the second version. And by doing that, he was able to change the policy direction of the school district by writing two versions of the same speech.
Neal tries to prepare her students through a series of exercises meant to build their personal ethical values.
The classes that I teach, we actually go through some ethical scenarios to have students think through what they might do. Very similar to going through some crisis communication scenarios, it's a good idea to do the same with ethics. And in doing so, I also have them examine what kind of rationalizations might come to play, and then how you could counter those, and then different techniques that people can use.
For KWBU, I'm Sahara Price.